federal threatened species listing for the wolverine is looking increasingly unlikely. Protected status was put on the table in anticipation of harm due to global warming. At present, the fierce and rare carnivore is making a slow comeback in the Northwest and Northern Rockies. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports.
This starts last year when federal biologists proposed listing the wolverine as a threatened species in the lower 48 states. The main reason? Because climate change is likely to shrink the snowpack the furry carnivores depend on, including for their dens. But late this spring, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service regional director urged that the proposed listing be withdrawn. She wrote in a memo that it relies too much on speculation about future climate impacts. The top boss at the agency, Dan Ash, sounded dubious as well during an interview at a wildlife conference in Montana.
With wolverine, we know climate is changing. We know that's having an effect on the snow that they use, and we believe they use. But we see a rise in the population. The population has been increasing for a decade or more, as long as we've been measuring it.
Ash has until August 4th to render a final decision. The Center for Biological Diversity is at the forefront of those who want federal protected status for the elusive wolverine. The group's Portland-based endangered species director is Noah Greenwald. Even as he makes the case for federal protected status, Greenwald doubts the wolverine will get it soon.
You know, listing is often unpopular in the states. You know, it's seen as a federal intrusion. It's, you know, seen as potentially affecting economic activities.
Greenwald says the Fish and Wildlife Service is caving to political pressure.
You know, they get their funding from Congress. So if they have, you know, congressional delegations from states hopping mad at them, you know, that's something that they pay attention to.
The Fish and Wildlife Service director emphatically denies political motives are influencing decisions. Idaho and Oregon are among the state governments who question whether federal protection under the Endangered Species Act is necessary. Idaho Department of Fish and Game biologist Beth Waterbury says the states are doing a good job, as shown by the wolverine's expanding numbers and range.
We feel that wolverine are doing quite well in Idaho. We want to keep them on the landscape, and we feel that state management is entirely appropriate for this species.
In the early half of the last century, wolverines were more or less wiped out across the West by trapping and deliberate poisoning. You'll need incredible luck to see one in the wild, even with this recent comeback. Adults are about the size of a lanky bear cub. The feds estimate there are between 250 and 320 wolverines on their current range in Oregon, Washington, Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. I'm Tom Bonsi in Missoula, Montana.